Ты отлично. Tells us in Parshas Bo, Yehoyim Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron, Yeretz Mitzrayim Leimor. Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron. Yeretz Mitzrayim Leimor. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. This month is the month of Rosh Chodoshim. Rishu Lochem. Chodesh Hashana is the beginning of the Chodesh Hashana. Moshe Rabbeinu is told in Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh Hazalochem, Rosh Chodoshim, and with that he's given over a tzivoy. He's given over a tzivoy of certain mitzvahs that this month you should accomplish. He sell a vase, over, he sell a boy, he has to take a set and to tie it to his bed. And then, Mr. Shang is spring, the kshachtem, and take the blood and put it on the doorposts. And then, the tremendous tvorn they're going to have to, they should do, to eat the gold face out, all the things, the clients that stave in that year, which met some. Also knowing the Torah, certain things. And that year they had a bunch of mitzvahs that were made in the Pesach Mitzvah. So first we want to understand, Rabbi Yisai, as we truly know, that HaChodesh HaZalochem, Rosh Chodoshim, is the first mitzvah pashtus in the Torah, as Rashi tells in the beginning of Bereishis. Should have started the Torah from here, Chodesh Hazalochem, Rosh Chodoshim. Why we start with Bereishis? Rashi says, teach us Yisod. Teach us the Yisod that Hashem gave over Eretz Yisrael to those who he felt were Yashar. He created the world that no one should think. There's an nepotism over here. Hashem gave the world to who he felt was Yashar, was rightfully deserving of it. And Hashem has the right to choose because he created the world. That's why we have to know the whole Parshas Bereishis. The Rashi says clearly the first mitzvah should have been HaChodesh HaZalochem. I'm sorry, the Torah should have started for it, because that is the first mitzvah of the Torah. We have to understand, first of all and foremost, what is you saw it. It's an interesting thing that the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh Hazalochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Mishum Lashem Chodesh Hashon. That's the first mitzvah the Torah wants us to know, for the Hashem wants to mitzav us in, a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, a mitzvah. There's very, very powerful mitzvahs out there. Why is that the first mitzvah we have to know in the Torah? Second, we have to understand that with that mitzvah, this I swear to be Yosef Yisakasha, came along all the tzivuyim, all the commands on Korban Pesach, on all the things that had to do with the Korban Pesach. Tie to the bed, bring it to the. Why Dafka now, where it's commanded on Chodesh Hashanah, also came along with all these other mitzvahs. Imagine there's a connection between that and all the mitzvahs that came along with it. Third of all, you have to understand why was Moshe and Aaron Tzuva this first mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. We ask everybody, go around the room and ask, where should Hashem command the first mitzvah of the Torah be commanded? Where should be the first tzivah of the Torah be? Here at Har Sinai, the matzav. Why over here, Davki Mitzrayim, with the first mitzvah of the Torah given, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodoshim, why was it mentioned, why was it brought out, Davka in Mitzrayim, at this time? also we have to understand that this parasha, B'chodesh Aloha Rosh Chodoshim, has many different interpretations. For the Maisa, we have to understand exactly what's the Taich. The emphasis is Lochem. Avada, the Pashut Taich is, we understand that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveh Dafka Klal Yisrael, this is their month, we're Moina L'Chadosh, we're Moina L'Levona, as we know this was the end of the Kadosh L'Levona. But at the same time, we have to understand the emphasis on Lochem in the Pesukim. More so, we have to understand the Etzem, Rabbi Yisai, the clients who were going out of Mitzrayim. Where were they headed? We know that the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was that they were going to leave Mitzrayim not for it itself, but it was going to be a hechitimse, it was going to be a means to the main tachlis. As Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzuvah in Parshas Mois, when you go out from Mitzrayim, tav dun li ala orazeh, go and bring them to the mountain. This is going to be the main purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to end up at Har Sinai, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, we see today the direct tesher between the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos. Some hold that it's considered the end of it. Some hold that that's considered Shavuos, it's considered the Atzeres, it's Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. And we see today that we see that we're from Pesach to Shavuos, there's a direct connection with Sfiras HaOmer. We count the Sfira. For that was the Tachlis. That was the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore we don't look at Yetzias Mitzrayim as an end in itself, but a means to go. And therefore today, we continue with that notion that the day right after we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're already counting the Sfira, when is Shavuos coming? And interesting that. What's that all about, Rabbi Sai? What's the yisoid of the connection of the Sfira to the connection connecting Dafka Shavuos? Obviously, we understand that the Tavzim Yetzias was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But today we see that the Indian expresses itself in a Sfira Sa'oimer between Pesach and Shavuos. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lochem Chodesh Hashem. One more question, Rabbi, before we get to this details I want to say. But mais, we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the reasons known to him, and also we know it be Chazal, there were ancient that were decreed because this Oynish of Mitzrayim was because it was the problem that there were different zeres and different punishments that were carried out through this Avodas Mitzrayim, because of what they did. But in the same way, Yetzias Mitzrayim, or I would say it better, the Agvoidas, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was called the Kur HaBarza, was called the cleansing process, was called the Avoida that helped them, prepare them for the Avodas Hashem. Why was it necessary that Oifin Rabbi said? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hulochem, Luchot Shasha. The Erech, the mitzvah of the Torah Hashem is coming to Mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That this world Chodesh as Elohim, Rosh Chodesh, and that this Klal Yisrael, this new Mitzias of Klal Yisrael, that's now going to be created right now, Chodesh as Elohim, it's your Chodesh. So in the Pasha, this is their Chodesh, it's the celebration, it's the freedom. It's the enjoyment of finally going to freedom. But there's much more than that. From now on, Klal Yisrael is going to count the Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is going to be the month that we're going to all look towards as the time in life when things changed. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. What was coming, what came out from this mitzvah was an unbelievable thing. And that was that Klal Yisrael were given over in this mitzvah the shlita, the command to be in charge of Zman, of a Mitzias called Zman. That when Klal Yisrael is going to declare the Chodesh is a Chodesh, it will change. And until Klal Yisrael declares the Chodesh a Chodesh, the Chodesh does not change, the date does not change. If Klal Yisrael makes it an extra month, they add an extra day to the month, the Chodesh will not change. Another day of the year will be added. It will become a new year. The chidush of a chodesh Hashem Lochem was taken that it was a gavaldik, a chidush in the world, that it took Klal Yisrael's hands. More to say to the Chachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and to Klal Yisrael was given over the shlita of Zman to declare and define what is man and when is man. And even in Shamayim, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis Din Shel Maila, does not go into Din until it's declared down here that it's Rosh Hashanah. They're waiting. The Heavenly Court's waiting. Gabriel, Michael, they're waiting to declare judgment. They're waiting to go to Din. What are you waiting for? Michael has his night Rosh Hashanah suit. His mother just bought him. Gabriel, the Malach, has his nice white frock. And he's waiting. And then you have the black angels with the pitchforks. They're waiting there also. They know where they're taking them. They're turning on the flames, getting it ready. No flames going. So Bezin shall tell. What are we waiting for? Kodesh Baruch Hu, when are you can't do anything. It's totally down here. When they declare, that's Rosh Hashanah down here. Then, we go down. So much so it affects Halacha. Yerushalmi says that a girl at the age of 3 years old, there's halachas the gabi, how when she's considered a basula, if she's still a basula or not, if something happened in between. And if Bez is ma'abed a chodesh, even though Mitzias, Professor Stanley Jackson from the University of Wisconsin, what he says, at 3 years old, things change in the woman. Changed. Sorry, Stanley, step aside. Yerushalmi says that if Bez declares an extra month, she'll be a Basula step. Basula Achoizrin. So 3 years, Basula Achoizrin. Bez, I don't understand, Mr. Jackson. Point to scientific knowledge. 3 years and 3 years. I don't care if in Jerusalem, they declared an extra month of the year. Too bad, Stan. Step aside. There's a Beis Din here. They run the Bria. Chodesh Zelocha, Rosh Chodesh. The Shlita of Zman, which became a mitzvah, was given over to Klal Yisrael. And with it was given over tremendous Yisroelos. That we are control of the Bria. That we can change the whole Bria. We can change the Bria. You see a Bria out there? It's Tuesday the 14th. No, it's not! Bezin declared, it's... What do you mean? The month changed over. Moon. extra month, an extra day in the month. No month changing over. No, it's not Nisan anymore. What do you mean? I'm waiting all I want. We'll go. Can you imagine the scene back then of Oisai? I got my ticket ready. Order right after Purim. Can't wait. El Alfi 271 leaving. Motzei Purim, because it's a Shaila from Balt Yavor to stay an extra day in Israel after Purim. It's a rice about Toysiv. You learn so much. You got to get out, Mamish, the day after Purim. It's like some guy said, just put me on the plane. I'll wake up in America, you know, after Purim. The kids, they find him in the pilot's lap, you know, drunk, hung out to the pilot. He broke into the pilot's lap. Baruch Hashem, he's day after Purim. All of a sudden he's waiting. All of a sudden those times he gets the psak din. He has the psak. It's an extra month this year. This year, he's waiting. What do you mean, Rabbi? Rosh Yeshiva. It's time to go home. According to my calendar, it's Nisan already. He says, other days. You got the wrong thing. You're staying for another month. Enjoy. You married the Bachman that those time. Oh, man. Another month. I was going to be eating in the Kosher Delight. A nice sirloin steak tonight. Here I am. I have to eat that food again. Bez declared extra month. It's not Nisan. It's other. I don't understand something. What all the calculations. You know, it's supposed to. No. Bez declared another month. It's another month. Need to say that Bez was good, given over the shlit of the Bria. Achoydish was a lochem, and given over the entire shlit of Zman, which is a shlit of the Bria. This was very, very important at this time. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael had gotten to the level of Tumah Rabbi Yisrael. Such a low level of Tumah. They had gotten to a level of Tumah that Chazal said, unbelievable Zach, if I wouldn't have seen it myself, I wouldn't believe it. We all know Rabbi Yisrael, we all sing, we say at the Haggadah on Lil Pesach. Everybody knows the famous Haggadah. That we sing it, we say it every year, that V'loy Adei Maloch, V'loy Adei Shliach, we can sing it now, we have songs we know from different people, V'loy Adei Maloch, V'loy Adei Shliach, and HaKadosh Baruch B'Chvoidu V'Atzmo came into Mitzrayim and took us out. So we all look at that as a tremendous Zach, I mean, Mamash Hashem B'Chvoidu V'Atzmo went into Mitzrayim to pull us out of Israel. Wow, it's a great feeling. You know what I once saw in a Chazal Rabbi Yisrael in the back of my Avada? I think it's from the Zohar, one of the Midrashim, an unbelievable Zach. We're thinking it's because Hashem's, you know, unbelievable closeness with us. You know why? Because Baruch HaFoda had to go in and take us out? Says the Medrash, the Chazal, Klal Yisrael had reached the 49th level of Tumah, of impurity. They reached such a high level of impurity. And because of that, the Malachim were afraid to go into Mitzrayim because they felt they would be affected by the Tumas Mitzrayim that had reached such high heights, and the Kais were also involved in that Tumas. The Tumas Mitzrayim was so great that Kais were also brought about that they were afraid. Malachim were afraid. Malachim Yechofezun. They're afraid to go in. No one wanted to step foot. A malach. You know what a malach is, Rabbi Yisrael? A malach was afraid to go in. It had to be Kadosh Baruch Hu Chvoidu V'Atzmoy. Because that's the only being that would not get get affected by the tumas of Mitzrayim. That's how low the matzah was. And Klal Yisrael themselves, Rabbi Yisrael, in a certain degree, from a yayish. From a yayish, from ever turning around. I'm sure they heard stories. They used to sit in that, all bruised up and all bandaged and all bloody from the pain of Mitzrayim. And in the beginning years, for sure, they talked about the ancestors, Abraham and Yaakov, Yitzchok and Yaakov. They talked about the others. But even that, they despaired of it. I got to a matzav of such torment, such torture, such impurity, Rabbi said, that not everything was forgotten. We know they kept a few things, that was the schus, but kimat, 49th mitzvah of Tumah, and it says in Chazal, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to speed it up, for if they would have stayed a little bit longer, what does that mean, Rabbi said? That we would have come so, before Hashem say, that we would have come so infected, so infected and affected by the Tumas Mitzrayim, by the whole Holach Yelech, that we never would have been able to get out of it. It would have been over. There would be no Metzias of Klal Yisrael. We made it so impure. Kodesh Baruch had a Kavach Baruch to take us out at the last possible moment, for it would have been over, Rabbi Sam. And it could be, as the Farim say, when we would have been Sheba, we wouldn't be sitting there with taskmasters now in the 21st century. But we would have been sitting there drinking coffee with our bare heads and smoking hashish somewhere in Egypt. And looking at the big Sphinx. Do you see two Sphinx or three Sphinx? I think you had a little bit too much to drink. Can't count the Sphinx. Any mummies here? I got only one mummy. How many mummies do you have? They would have sat there, and who knows where, at cafes down in Cairo, drinking pina coladas. In Egypt. And now, Kishbo took us out of the tumah. So I think that the pshat is a place that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to tell them, and to infuse in them a hope, a she'ifa, that you, Klal Yisrael, with all the tumah, with all the madrigas that you fell, and how low you became, and the mamish down to the last wire, you're holy by the least, lowest level of tumah. HaChoydesh HaZeh Lochem. Klal Yisrael is somebody who can be shoylate on this man, on the Bria. You can change the face of the earth. So certainly you can change yourselves. So certainly you can become different. So certainly you can go out from who you are and become somebody, become an Eved Hashem, become the true purpose of what you were created for. HaChodesh HaZalochem, that chidush, that koyach, to be resilient, and to change over from one level to the next, which is represented in the Levana, it waxes and wanes. There's no Levana whatsoever, nothing there, and all of a sudden the chidush, small little Levana comes out, and bigger, until it comes. V'heim asidin l'schadish k'moysa, that's the son of Kiddush Levana. Klal Yisrael has that call of resilience, that call of avad to change, to bria, and the etzem mitzias of the mensch can become a whole different mitzias. It can change from within, and from a level of tumah, it's not Shaykh 49 days later. He can be holding by Matan Torah. He can be holding by Har Sinai. He can be holding by the Metzias Acheres or Pois of the Gamri. You, Klal Yisrael, have within it, even inside of you, the koyach, to change, become a different person. And that could be the Hemshech, Rabbi Yisrael. The Hemshech Amiti, but right away, Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tzav and Mitzvahs, and the Chor makes no sense. These people were in Tumah. They were Oiv De'Avodah Zorah. Halolo Oiv De'Avodah Zorah. Halolo Oiv De'Avodah Zorah. The Malachim Tainin. Why are you spinning the Yamsu to Klal Yisrael? Halolo Oiv De'Avodah Zorah. They were Bemis Oiv De'Avodah Zorah. And here right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lochem, on the 10th of the month, take a seh, which was the Avodah Zorah, the Mitzrayim, which they got mixed up in, put it to the bed, with a shechted in front of them, Mesiras Nefesh, Sheikomoyu, to go against the Avodah Zarah, to do Bris Mila, Bris Mila, once you know what that is, grown men. Bris Mila. The whole of Messias Nefesh. Hashem refused them with the Chodesh of Zalachem. Yes. In 10 days from now, you're going to already start the process of this change over. Because the Chodesh of Zalachem. Because you have that Koach of Chidush. You can be somebody unbelievable. You can change the Bria. For sure you can change yourselves. You can make physical changes in an individual by declaring that this is this month. Avari, you have the Koach from within. To mechadesh. To become new. To become infused with Amuna. Achoydesh is Aloch and Rosh Hashanah. And that's why it was so important in the Mitzrayim itself. That they should feel, they should be charged with this koyach, this understanding who they truly are and what truly koach that they have within to make changes in their whole mitzvahs, to become a different mensch, to become shloilek on themselves, to be a person that's in control, not to be schlepped this way or that way. To be control, and to become Oyv de Hashem that is standing by Har Sinai 49 days later. For you, woman, you super, that's such a change so quickly, Rabbi Yisrael. It must be because they have this koyach of Achoydesh Shalachem, Achidesh Shalachem. That's the connection between Pesach and Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the meaning. Of Pesach, Mitzrayim, so many mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisrael, so many things to teach them. The koichos that they have, Rabbi Yisrael. If Lo Yomiki was super, they was in Mitzrayim, what could they do already? Nothing. They were busy working constantly. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, so many mitzvahs, so many meisim. How is it possible? The Terence is that they became anew, they became in charge. They became a mamish ponim chadosh. It became Andra Bria. There was a rebirth of the person. We understand that deep inside, I can change, I can go out, I can unshackle myself from all the tumors and all the things that are bothering me, and I can develop into the greatest of first people. But the Yisoy that God is that we want to take out of us. That we have to understand that this koyach that comes from within is present in every person that shared in the Jewish nation at any time. It's not a one-time thing that was given in Mitzrayim. It's the first mitzvah of the Torah that to realize that Achoydesh Hazeloch Avad is a mitzvah to say and how to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. But it's much, much deeper. How to Mekadosh Levana, how to pronounce the Chodesh, how Bezin, Ma'abed the Chodesh, all those things about the mitzvah, how we do it technically. Allah Ma'isa, L'Shem Hashem. But there's an infusion in every single human that you have a koyach to be Mekadosh, to always Mekadosh, to always change, to always develop, always to become greater, always to be shoylet on ourselves and on Zman. Such a powerful Yisoy, Rabbi Yisrael, so powerful. In so many different ways, levels, Rabbi Yisrael. In the first level, in the first and foremost level, that a person never can be, give up, no matter how low he goes. He'll never reach that tumma that was Shach of Mitzrayim. And yet from that tumma, he went to a level of Tairo, Amitis, to Mag Toira, to be the Mekabli at Toira, Rabbi Yisrael. But more so, that a person has to have she'ifas. A person has to have goals. He has to have hopes. He has to have ritzoinos to become great. To realize how far that chidush could take me. That I can mechadesh in the world. That my chidush, that my koyach chidush, that I can change the world. Not only myself. They can affect the entire universe. The Klai Yisrael declares that it's this month is the new year. The whole world's affected, not only us. The Goyim are judged. The Smetzikins are judged. Every person in the world is judged. Kol boy oil on the fun of. Only Mekhlaes will declare. We have to understand the voice that our Sha'ifas can't name Lord. We have to be Shoyev. We have to realize our voice, and it's so amkistic. This is the first mitzvah of the Torah. Because the Torah governs the world. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. Koyach HaTorah is what keeps the world going. Bereishis Bor Elokim. Bereishis Bor Elokim is a Shemayim Yisra'aretz. B'shvil Torah, B'shvil Yisrael. Hashem created the world. The world has no existence without us. And the world can cannot continue to exist. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. That's the first mitzvah of the Torah. All the mitzvahs are a follow-up to that. That the world survives. The world continues. The world gets its energy. The world exists. Bishvil Yisrael. And the more that we do in the Bria through our mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim through our Torah, we affect the world. The way we talk, the way we act, the way we learn Torah, it affects the world around us. We have to understand that in the highest degree of Oisai. We get up to the say the bracha of the Torah says, Chaim Elojin. Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We say after the Torah. Shenasa Lonu Toiras Emes. Hashem gave us the Torah, that's true. What are those words? Chaim Elojin explains so powerfully. Every time you say the bracha, when you get a bracha in the Torah, you should be thinking about this or this. It says, Chaim Elojin, just like as the creation of the world, the Torah was created for Shetayla, so to every second in the world has to continue to exist. Only with Divrei Torah. And therefore, said the Chaim Elojin, therefore, if for one second Torah is not going on, Torah is not, we're going in this world, is for whatever reason, it won't be going, if Chaim Elojin says it very, very clearly, the entire universe, I don't care if we're in the middle of eating a steak dinner in Entrecote, President Bush is barbecuing burgers in his backyard. President Obama, whoever he is, he's barbecuing. He's in the back in the meeting. It's G8, the top leaders of the world. They're talking about the atomic bomb. They're talking about social point meeting. The red phone is ringing. The astronauts are going into space. They knew a new thing. They're going to Mars. Mamish, they just sent a space shuttle to Mars and to Jupiter. And the world is mamish under historical, going into one of the most famous times in history. They're discovering a new planet in the moon, near the moon. It's good for a vacation, being a Zmanim trip for Bachman. I don't know if the 69 Ford Dart is going to make it there, but the Misa discovered a new planet, and the world's, and there's a scientist deep somewhere in Iowa, he's discovering the cure for cancer at that moment. But if there's no Torah going on, the world leaders are meeting. There's a guy discovering the cure for cancer. They're going to Jupiter. Great things are going on. But at this moment, somebody's hitting the home run to be the leading home run hitter in the history of Major League Baseball. And the Super Bowl is going on with a big blimp flying by. And they're holding in the fourth quarter and they're ready for the last field goal. But like, come on, not now. The world will cease to exist 100%. Toyhu Avoyhu, says the Bible watcher. For one second, that's why the Farshim say we're spread out all over the world.
Yeah.
Because in this way, there's all the magic of the Torah being learned, being studied, being done at any time in the Bria. Hashem, that's the true meaning of the words, V'chayei Olam Nota B'Simcheinu. The life of all the worlds you planted in us. That's our responsibility. B'Shvil Torah, B'Shvil Torah, B'Shvil Yisrael. We affect the Bria. The more Torah that's being learned changes the Bria. And any effect that we want to have in the Bria is only the Kerech HaTorah. So if Cain, Rabbi Sam, if we understand that, Rabbi Sam, that through learning the Torah, we have a shlita not only in this world, Rabbi Sam, not only in this world, Tzadik Oizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, what the Tzadik is Goizer, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, All-Powerful. He is subservient in a certain way to what the tzaddik says down here. He gave it over to the tzaddik. As we always say the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, Lo yikimiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu minis basim adam hayamid aleph. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a minis basim adam. Minis basim adam, odom moicha chayfetz l'chaveiroi, a person sells something to his friend. Moicha is otzev. Rashi says he had to sell a very very, very endearing chayfas that he had, something that very was given over from his great-grandfather, a heirloom. He has to sell it. The moich is otze. The moich is very depressed, very upset. Okay, so now, the Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Mosam lehem toira v'soma. He gave the Torah, he's happy. He's rejoicing. Shenema ki lekach toira v'saiver toira z'yal tazor. I understand the moicha. Why are you comparing the Kashbar to a moicha? Moicha, when he gives it over, so when he gives over the chayfetz, he has to sell it. He lost some. He doesn't have it by him anymore. And therefore, of course, he's upset. The Rukeach is happy. I don't say, but Hashem is not that way. He gave the Torah. Hashem had what? Hashem lost something? He's missing something. He's missing the Torah. Hashem learns the Torah also, says the Chazal. Hashem misses the Torah. Says the Blessed Moshe Horowitz, yes, Hashem gave up something when he gave the Torah to us. You know what he gave up? Says the Blessed Moshe Horowitz, this part. That Tzadik Goyze, Hashem gave up the Koyach in the Bria. So the person that learns Torah, the person that understands Torah, the person that is in the Torah, Hashem gave over, and he could be Goyze, he could declare, because Baruch wants it, Kaviyochol, obviously he made, he wants it, but and the Tzadik declares, and the Kodesh Baruch is going to do what the Tzadik says. That was it. For that, Hashem should be Ki'ilu Kaviyachu Otzev. Kamash Shimon, he wants it that way. Shenem B'Kilatach Torah. He gave us the Torah and he's happy. But we have the Shlita. How do we have the Shlita? From the Torah of Barachodesh HaZalach. The Sheikhs that we have to have of us. That how far a person can go with us. How far he can get to. A person can be showing that on different things in the Bria. A person can have shivas to change the entire universe and certainly change himself. But the number one and most important lesson was the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over HaKodesh HaZalochem the shlita on Zman, the power to control time. Time is now yours. You're in control of time. You can affect the world. You can affect yourselves. Don't waste your time. HaChodesh HaZalochem, this koyach of time, of shli is yours. You have so much to gain. There's so much to accomplish. There's so much to do. Don't waste it. Don't kill time. You can become the control over the Obriya. Or chas v'shalom, what you do with time. Every moment of time is precious. That'll give you another chidush. HaChodesh HaZalochem. There's an opportunity at every moment for chidush. In yourselves, in the Bria. Don't waste it. HaChodesh HaZalochem, says the Sforno. Till now, time was not yours. You were under the servitude, slavery. Every second was given up for the Mitzrayim. Now time is yours. Don't kill it. use it, because time is so precious, for the accomplishment of time can produce HaChodesh HaZeloch, Chidush, a new month, a new year, a new opportunity. Time is so precious, it doesn't come back. HaChodesh HaZeloch, I think of very, very much understanding that we that they had to go in the Shiva Mitzrayim, that every second paro leads to ois, if you can say. You use that every second. Don't give them a second to understand what time can produce in this world. How many cities, what they did. This was the achona, this was the preparation. What you can affect in the world through usage of your proper time, proper time. You don't have to do anything but sit and learn. You don't have to do anything but do avodas Hashem. But at that maisa, avodas Hashem, at that moment, you can make that moment precious forever, immortalize that moment. Make it precious, make it affect the chiddush of the world, and that chiddush will go on forever. But don't waste the opportunities, because time never comes back. I was this oyer to me today, Rabbi Sarah Nebuch. I went to a levaya. The person with my first chavrus in Torah Or. He was lifted from a heart attack, and he called us this afternoon. 52 years old. Person has to understand, time doesn't come back. To affect, to mechadish, to become different, to change. You need the consistency of day in, day out, of using your time properly. I wish people could sell me some of that time, Rabbi. I'll buy it for any amount. You guys have so much time, Baruch Hashem, time for this and time for that. I'm not saying people need the outlets, people need the... But on the other side, we know we have to understand that time is so precious. So, so precious, on the other side. A person has a certain amount of years in this world to change himself, to accomplish, to become somebody. And we spend so much of our time, who knows how much of our time is wasted, on the other side. And who knows what, the most stupidest things. Okay, we hopped one day, we spoke all night about green beans. Okay, say that we got chop on Yitzhak, but next night to talk about green giant corn, you chop the first night on the green beans. What are you going to the corn tonight? To talk about who knows what for hours, what they said. So you can't learn, what they said, the whole time. So go to sleep, relax, have your mind fresh, do mitzvahs, do ma'asim tovim. But to waste it on some marriage kind of thing. To make that change, what they said. Become the great one. And anything you ask, if you go out in the world and you'll see that people that became great in areas of business, and they don't waste their time. There's no waste of time. Those who use every minute, there's a muscle from us. Those who use every minute out, you see they're successful. Those who use every minute, God is Hashem, as good as possible. When they can, everybody in the Fimadri Gosa, but to use the time that's available, they learn 2 hours of Seder, let it be the 2 hours, it's a 1 hour, let it be a full hour. But to use that fully, Rabbi Isai, the change is unbelievable. Many of us, we see the change so slowly. I said to someone this week, I believe it's so partial, because we such have so many breaks, Rabbi Isai. Breaks in days, breaks in hours, breaks in times, but there's no Hemshechias, there's no consistency. There's so many breaks, and this, and Ben Azmanim, and this. How are we expect to be to accomplish? We need to take make a cheshbon on nefesh, how much time we're using out. To realize that that it's so precious, it's such a commodity. I'm just reading about Eliyashiv. How the Rebbetzin was so careful that Eliyashiv's Torah was a okay, these are my son, but just to see it, Rabbi Yisrael, how she understood how the biblical Torah, that the time of it is so precious. And it wasn't this time to Africa of learning. She once got up in the middle of the night to make him a coffee. She used to get up a little bit early. She had to go, I don't know if this time she got up at the time. She got up early. And she tripped and she fell in the kitchen. Rabbi Yisrael Yashim, Chrono Levracha. And she cut her head. And she was bleeding. and she wanted to call her husband. He was sleeping still. Oh, Yasha was sleeping. He had his few hours. He went to sleep at 10, and we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I guess it happened at 2:30, whatever. She remained on the floor the whole time. I was like, okay, these are my trainings now. She remained there waiting. Obviously, it wasn't because of an effort, but she was hurt. She obviously took a tissue, but she couldn't get off the floor, whatever. She remained there till her husband got up, and then she called out that she wanted Mavata. The sleep is precious, because that sleep is the cutoff to which you need to learn. She was the last day of her life, the last moment of her life. She was done. She was never dying of cancer, and they sent her home. There's nothing to do for her. The last night of her life. So the mice, she was on the porch. She went and ran out of the porch. I guess she was in bed, and she knew it was the last night. They thought maybe she lived longer, but she was out on the porch. And she was out on the porch, and then I guess there was somebody in the house taking care of her. Her husband was sleeping next there in the room. She was out on the porch, and the attendant, the grandson, was there. He asked her what she was doing out on the porch. So the last kush, she went out to the porch. Why? Because she started to cough a lot. She didn't want to wake her husband. Precious mom that he has. But every second is precious. She's a musogamo beyond that. I saw the stories beyond our musogamo. But understand how precious it is with us. We only get one life. We only get an opportunity to change for a certain amount of years with us. And that window to make that change, to accomplish, to become who we are, to use out the moments with us, sometimes it just passes by. Any time of our life we have that opportunity, that moment could be the life-changing moment. And we have to nitz it ois, we have to use it out. We have to realize the koyach that we have with us. It's in every yid. Not to unforget it, not to realize where we're unholding. We can rejuvenate from whatever matzav. We can take the moment, the precious moment, and change it into an eternal to immortalize that moment. And if we immortalize enough moments, if we use out our time and immortalize it, if we become commanders on Azman, we should on Azman, then our Chodesh HaZelochem can become, lead us into the Kabbalah HaTorah, people that stood in our Sinai, people who were ready. That's the service for you. We should be zochar, Rabbi Yisrael. These days, we're holding a month left, Rabbi Yisrael. Come on, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Ben Azman, and you have your Ben Azman, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shmuz wasn't coming to take away. Aval, you want to be a Godol, you got to use out your Ben Azman. I'm not coming to take away your Ben Azman. Everybody has to make a decision how much time and how much ability he has to learn. You know, some people, they work on their level and how much and how many hours. But on the side, the time that we're learning, in the time that we allot for ourselves, the times that we feel we can learn, and sometimes we can learn a little bit more on the side. We have to realize, chap the moments. Chap the moments that are precious. Chap the moments because you can change. Chap the moments because these are going to be immortalizing those moments. Those moments will be eternal reward. Chap the moments, because in those moments you have the opportunity for chidush. You can mechadesh be'etzem in Torah, but you can mechadesh the mensch. If you can become the emissa person, the true person, the one and only person that you're meant to be, and you can go on using, taping one moment to the next, taping one moment with consistency, one day at a time, one day after the next, but being consistent, you know, but it's Hashem, to become a great person for Klal Yisrael, whatever you'll be. It's only one thing, using out your time, making the most of your day. That's the difference, what I said, between anybody who made it and anybody who didn't make it. It wasn't the intelligence, it wasn't the brain power. It wasn't the dizzits flesh. It was one thing. The great ones become great because they learned to use out their moments. And the ones who didn't, they wasted their time. Rabbeisai, life is too short. 52-year-old man, heart attack, it's over. Life is too short. Life has to be missed out. Life has to be missed ois. Life is too precious. There's nothing more precious of us than we're dying. Everything can come back. You lose money, you get it back. You lost the watch, you got it back. You lost your yarmulke. Guy spends 45 minutes, he lost 10 shekel. Yarmulke's going crazy, looking under his bed, looking near the closet. Better than Badika's hummus he makes. Takes out flashlights. Yarmulke's going crazy, he's worried the whole day. We're pacing the basement. He lost a 10 shekel coin. You know, now you're laughing, but I know people like that. 10 shekel, go back. You look again, maybe I forgot it. 10 shekel. 20 shekel? Oh man, it's the end of the world. 50 shekel? That's it, everybody said. He's out. 2 days. 50 shekel, everybody said. Come in the mail, a gift from Grandma. Grandma Sarah sent you a nice gift. Your 21st toenail party. She finally cut your toenails. She sent you money. She promised you 50 shekel to cut those toenails. It's getting a little black already. She sent you in the mail, get it back. You lost your main bobby pin. That famous bobby pin, the gold bobby pin from Aunt Fanny. Had our initials on, AF, Aunt Fanny. You lost it, okay? Aunt Fanny, maybe we'll get you another one. But the time that was wasted never, ever, ever, ever comes back. You get older, does it come back? Time is yours. Life is yours. Chidush is yours. Use it out. If it was one message and I gave over a hesped on my Rebbe, coming up soon, one hesped I would say about it is the one thing that he demanded, the one thing he spoke about, the one thing he lived was time. Time. Time is so precious because we don't understand it. And I'm Sogan that he asked someone to bring him back ivory soap from America for his going to Chutzlars. And the guy asked, why Dafka ivory? Rebbe, can I bring you back dial? It smells just as good. And he said, yeah, but ivory lathers up quicker. When I wash my hands, it takes much shorter. I said, who makes that cheshbon? How much time it takes to wash your hands? And that's why he became Rabbi Scheinberg. And somebody else didn't become Rabbi Scheinberg. Seconds lead to minutes. Minutes leads to hours. Hours leads to days. Days leads. He once said, unbelievable, Vernon Mendy over his time. When somebody, I saw one of these farm, maybe this safer here, Shmira says, man. And somebody says, if you look at the clock over his time, it's unbelievable, Zach. Which hand is bigger, Rabbi said? Look at the clock, Rabbi said. The hours, the minutes, and the seconds, Rabbi said. To us, what's the smallest little dial is the hour one. Then come the minutes, is much bigger, and the seconds, Rabbi said, is even bigger. It's a mosho, Rabbi said. It's a musahaska, Rabbi said. What do you have to value? Not after the hours, Rabbi said. Not after the minutes, but even the seconds. The bigger the marker of us, the more precious it is. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's father called him on his bar mitzvah. Called his son on his bar mitzvah and said, I want to give you the most precious gift that's possible to give a bar mitzvah boy on his birthday. He opened up the gift and there was a watch. There's nothing more valuable, said Rabbi Yaakov to his son. Oh Hashem, today we have watches, clocks all over us. We have beepers and things, blinds going off every second, every 2 minutes. This and that, and boom, and that, and that. And this. How many texts can I got you in a minute? 7,000 word text. You can do BMM, SMS, BMB, BBB, whatever it is, Rabbi Yisrael. But the precious moments of life, Rabbi Yisrael, Chap Arayim, Rabbi Yisrael, she used to tell us, Chap, 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 time, time, it's so important, Rabbi Yisrael. If you understand, Limlo Shemino came home to Hoida, the Novi, the Rav Choch, you'll come to understanding, you'll come to Choch, what we value time, Rabbi Yisrael. Chodesh is Alochem, we have the opportunity to become great. Unbelievably great. Just a matter of using out our potential, using our time properly, time management. This great, great ability that we can tap into to mechadesh, to become changed, different people, to give a nachas to our parents, to Klal Yisrael, to Ribbono Shel Olam, and for this great mitzvah, lead us, Be'ez Hashem, to Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Be'er Vinei Olam.